Blog Talk Radio.
Over 69% of the people living in America are living paycheck to paycheck and not enjoying life, and almost 45% of them are women. That's not loving life. Is it time to take your life to a new level of freedom and excitement? Working? Worried about job security? Does your confidence and self-esteem need a makeover? Then it's time to realize the truth, release what isn't serving you, push that reset button, and restore your power and start winning. Welcome to Sisters Loving Life. Ladies, learn to realize, release, reset, and restore your power to win. Listen in Wednesdays and Fridays at 11 a.m. and learn what it takes to get the income needed to start loving life, have better relationships, just have a wonderful time loving life. Welcome again to Sisters Loving Life. I'm your host, Pat Council, and by facing my own personal challenges, I've learned how to do life with power, and so can you. Happy New Year. This is 2015. Hey, you guys, this is Pat Council. Excited to talk to you, my sisters out there, all the women who are listening in and who are excited about their life in 2015. So we're going to talk about winning women in 2015. It's just a really short message. I wanted to start the new year out strong and start the new year out with inspiration and with excitement. And with that being said, I want to remind each and every one of you that you have what you need to succeed. You already have it inside you. And sometimes we don't realize that we do. And so we attach ourselves to other things, our jobs, to relationships. And we attach ourselves to children and things, and we want them to make us feel better, make our lives better, and fix what isn't working in our lives. The reality of it is we already have what we need to succeed inside us. Everything is there, a matter of deciding where you're going to end up in 2015. How do you want your life to look? What do you want to bring to the table? What legacy do you want to leave for the rest of the world? Yeah, I heard somebody say once, and this was a guy who said this, and he says, "What difference does it make to me? I'll be gone. I won't be here." The difference is that he was married. He had children. They were grown, and his children had children. And I thought about that, and I said, wow, how self-centered can you be? Do you not realize that your children's children, your grandchildren, you can leave a legacy for them? You can leave something that where they can look at your life and they can learn from it. So when we talk about winning women in 2015, that's all of you. Every single one of you have an amazing legacy that you can leave. You have something that you can bring to the table that will help other people. You have something that will excite not just you, but excite those that you come in contact with and inspire them to be their best. I wanted to do this short message today on New Year's Day to encourage each and every one of you to bring your power to the table. Be who you are as women. Don't cower down. Don't pretend that you're less than for the sake of a friend, for the sake of a relationship, for the sake of a job. You know what? Step out and let that amazing energy you have inside you, let it flow. Understand how you're made. And when we can understand how we're made, then we know without a shadow of a doubt that, or beyond a shadow of a doubt, we know that we have everything we need inside us to succeed. We have everything that we need in order to go to the next level. You know, life continues to move forward whether we choose to move forward or not. So what did you realize in 2014 about your life? What are the things that you didn't get done that you really, really in your heart of hearts want to get done? Well, let's clarify that, or let's simplify it. What is the one thing that you wanted to get done that you didn't get done in 2014? What is that one thing? And whatever that one thing is, you know what? Put it out there, you guys, and make the decision that you're going to get that one thing done. You're going to prove to yourself, no one else, just you, that you're going to, that you are amazing, that you're going to be the best that you could possibly be, and that you're going to prove to yourself that you can, in fact, make your best better, because you can. As human beings, we're constantly evolving. We never change. We never stay the same. We're always changing. We never just stay complacent and stay where we are, except if we choose to. If we choose to never change, then you know what? We'll be the same. If we choose to hold on to the same things that didn't bring us excitement, didn't bring us the life that we want. I mean, I always tell people to get a clue, for goodness sake. If you're not living the life that you want to live, then there are some things that you're doing that aren't working. And or there are some things that you are not doing that could be working for you. So figure out what those things are. And, of course, if you say, I have no clue as to what that is, well, welcome to Sisters Loving Life, because we're going to help you figure out those things. We're going to help you take everything to that next level. We're going to help you be your very best. That's what it's about. Hey, you guys, Happy New Year. Make the best of this new year. Be the best that you can possibly be. Make firm commitments to yourself, not to anyone else at this point, but to yourself. And the thing about it is, you said, well, isn't that a bit selfish? You know, as women, we're always taking care of everyone else. No, it isn't selfish. In fact, that is probably one of the most selfless things you can do. In other words, if you're making the commitment to be your very best, if you're making your commitment to be kinder, gentler, filled with more joy, more physically fit, these are commitments that you're making to you, but everyone that's connected to you will benefit from those commitments that you're making, those personal commitments that you're making to yourself. So no, it's not selfish, it's selfless for you to make that commitment that you're not going to act less than, especially if you have daughters. As a matter of fact, it doesn't matter. If you have children, period, they're looking at you and they're learning from you. If you have friends who have issues, you know, one of the things that I never could understand, the whole concept of a sister circle and the women where they all get together and they talk about their issues, before they realize it, it becomes this circle of victims where everybody gets to talk about what's going wrong in their lives, and the solutions never ever come to the forefront. They just walk away saying, oh, I needed my sister circle today. Oh, I feel so much better. And they've worked through nothing. And no growth has taken place. It's time for growth to take place. It's time to get to where it is you want to be. It's time for us as women to use our wisdom, to use our intuition, to use our strength, our personal strength, to really bring the best out in ourselves. And as a result, we will help bring the best out in others. It's time for us to stop buying into the idea of every woman that cries, every female politician that cries or stands on a soapbox and pretends to be something that she isn't. It's time for us to use our wisdom to see through that. It's time for us to use our wisdom to see through any man, any male politician who says what we want to hear as women, which is common, and they say what we want to hear as women, and then when they get elected, they don't follow through. As a matter of fact, they make things worse, and they make things worse in a way that it will affect our children. In 2015, what will you do differently? When you make the commitment to rise up, to be your very best, to make your best better, then all of these challenges that are going on in our country, in America, those challenges are going to start to dissipate. Why? Because when you're at your best, you're not pulling on someone else. You're not asking the people in Washington, save me, please. Give me a raise, please. Equal pay. I don't have to beg anyone for equal pay. I make the decision as to how much money I want to make, and I go earn it. And you can do the exact same thing, too. Throughout 2015, we're going to bring you a whole lot of new things, new concepts, new ideas, and really some old ideas that you want to question and decide if these are the best ideas in which you want to use to govern your life. Time for us to step out. Time for us to come out and be these most amazingly powerful women. It's how we're built. It's what we're meant to do. Be a winning woman. Now, with that being said, once again, I want to wish you guys a happy new year. And, hey, if you need more information about how do you get it all together, how do you bring it together, how do you make the decision that you're going to have a better relationship, or you're going to get in a relationship that inspires you and that adds to your life. How do you, if you want to understand that, how do you take control of your paycheck as opposed to allowing someone else to decide how much you're going to get paid like you're a two-year-old? If you are ready to do that and you have no clue as to how to do that, go to my website at patcounsel.com, click on personal coaching, and you'll see information there that you can take advantage of. Also, you want to check out some of my blogs, blog.patcounsel. It's a great blog. I'm not just saying it because it's my blog. I'm saying it because of the information that's in there. So there are going to be posts on that blog periodically that you can read and get inspired by. Also, you can listen to my show at 10 a.m. called Designing Your Life Today. It's on Blog Talk Radio. You can go to our website at designingyourlifetoday.com and get tons of information there. Also, check out my newest book, The Power, Using What You Have to Achieve Success. And if you really want to get some insight as to what that book is all about and some insight as to why I wrote it, what I went through as a woman, then you can go to designingyourlifetoday.com, click on the new Power book, and you can download a free chapter, and you can read it. I promise you, you're going to be inspired just by that chapter alone, and you're going to get an understanding as to why I'm doing this show and why I say the things that I say to women about what we can be and how we don't have to let anyone decide our fate for us. This is not about women's liberation. This is not about any of that. What this is about you being powerful as God intended for you to be. This is about you being the kind of woman that God intended you to be. That's what this is all about. And so you really want to learn who you are, learn about who you are. I learned through trial and error. I learned through challenge after challenge after challenge in different areas of my life. But I tell you, those challenges have made me stronger. They've made me more prosperous. They've made me wiser. And my energy is off the charts. And it's brought me everything in my life that I want. And whenever I want something else, I know how to get that. I know how to add it to my life. So you want to get that free chapter and read that chapter and let it jumpstart your life. And by the way, I have to ask you, have you guys done your New Year's resolutions? Have you set some goals for 2015? The thing about setting goals for 2015 is you want to get a really good understanding of what that means. And if you say, well, no, I stopped doing it because my goals fizzle out every year, well, that's another reason why you want to take a look at my book, The Power. I talk about the BIG goal, the big inspirational growth goal, the big intense growth goal. These types of goals can move you forward and move you forward at a rapid pace. When you know how to do this, when you learn how to put this in order, when you learn how to make all of this a part of your life, you can really make some great things happen, you guys. So with that being said, hey, I want to once again tell you Happy New Year in 2015. You're going to make 2015 your best year ever. You're going to make your best better, and you're just going to do some great things. So, you guys, check out all of these resources that I've mentioned to you. You're going to find some free things. If you don't know how to set goals, go to designingyourlifetoday.com, and you can look for book excerpts. And from my book, High Impact Power Goal Setting, I've actually supplied you with a free goal setting sheet. You can go there and you can download that also. So we've got some great things for you that you can take advantage of. But I want to say this to you. I'm giving you some things free, but I want to remind you to invest in you. Life is reciprocal. Life is about compensation. There's a law of compensation. There's a law of reciprocity. Life is a reap sow kind of thing. So in other words, if you keep expecting to get everything free, expecting someone to hand you things, expecting someone to make your decisions for you in life, expecting someone to decide how much money you can make, then we should never, ever complain about not living our best life because we're not doing our part. See, that's the reap sow concept in full effect right there. You haven't sowed any great seeds. You haven't invested in you, which really on some level says that you don't even believe in you enough to invest in you, knowing that the outcome will be most amazing, knowing that you're going to step into your most amazing self. So what are you going to do differently in 2015? What decisions are you going to make that will make your life better? What challenges are you going to face with courage and confidence that you will be able to minimize that challenge until the point where you can just step right over it as though it doesn't even exist or it never existed? But as a result of minimizing that challenge, because you've dealt with it, you've become more powerful. You've become more confident, more courageous. Your self-esteem is at an all-time high. Listen, all year long, that's what we're going to bring you, information that's going to help you get to that point in your life. If you don't have the job you want, don't even worry about that. Let's focus on getting you all the things that you want, to include the job. And who knows, you may find that you're not cut out for a job. Like, I'm not cut out for a job. I am cut out to be self-employed. And guess what? As a result of being self-employed, guess what I get to do? I decide how much money I want to earn. I don't allow some glass ceiling that nobody's ever seen. We've created this. We've given it a name. I don't allow that to change my life or control my life or limit my life. I don't allow the fact that I'm a female and someone else has an opinion about what women are all about or how we should live our life. And usually those are certain types of men, not all men, okay, because men are wonderful. We want them in our lives, want to have relationships with them, and we want to be loved by them, and we want to love them. Simple as that. That's just real. But the truth of the matter is there are some men who think that it's okay to decide what's best for you as if you're a kid. You're not a child. If you're a woman, you may have had some children of your own. And if you've done that, I can assure you, you're no longer a child. So what I'm saying to you is, as women, it's time for us to really start to pay more attention to our lives. It's time for us to start to pay more attention to the society that we live in and some of the rules that are being handed down and the things that we've bought into that have caused us to place limitations on our life. Hey, 2015, it's going to be a no-limit year. This is the year that you do life with amazing power. This is the year that you add more power, add more purpose to your life. I call it amping up. This is the year that you amp up your life. And you take it to that level. Add more power, add more purpose. In 2015, it's a no-limit year. You are going to live that limitless life. Bring your power, bring your action, and guess what? Everything else is going to bring you the best result. Hey, that's all I have for you. Happy New Year. Check out some of those resources, you guys, and really start doing life with power. Get excited about your life. Start taking the step to make your own life better. Stop looking to what's going on in Washington. Have you noticed how they always fight? They don't even know what they're doing themselves. They're confusing themselves. Where there's lots of chaos and lots of arguing and constant bickering back and forth, that's nothing but chaos and confusion. And all that's going to do is just create a cycle of nothing. Don't buy into that hype. Don't buy into the crying female politician who talks about how broke they were and all of a sudden now they're mega, mega millionaires. Don't buy into that. Don't buy into the crying female who says, oh, I can relate to those of you who struggle, and that female, in fact, has never really struggled a day in her life. Don't buy into that. And when I say never struggled, I'm talking financially. She may have struggled in some other areas. But if she's talking about struggling financially, don't buy into that. Have you ever noticed that the people that are telling you how hard it is and showing you all of that empathy, have you ever noticed that they get in their big fine cars and their limousines? Have you noticed how wealthy they are? So don't buy into the hype. Wouldn't it be nice if you can get in your own limousine? And if you're listening to this and you say, well, I don't want a limousine, hey, I'm just going to put it out there. For goodness sake, broaden your horizons and stop selling yourself short. Are you kidding me? Who doesn't want to be driven around? If you're a mother and you've got kids, yeah, sometimes you don't want to drive to the grocery store. It is not, and what I'm saying is not something that's impractical. And I'm not saying you have to want a limousine, but what I'm saying is it is important that you not downplay the highest and best for your life. See, the reason why there's so much struggle is because we downplay the highest and best for our lives. And we accept what another human being has to say about how we should live our lives and how we're meant to be and what we're meant to have. You're not a kid. I can't say that enough. You're not children. We're women. We're strong. We're powerful. We're amazing. We're magnificent. And not to mention, we're all super. super gorgeous. We have a lot of power, so it's time that we step into that and we start winning. Make 2015 a limitless year for you. Unlimited. Unlimited. 2015 unlimited. That's what it's all about, you guys. Go into 2015 and you take all of the restraints off as it relates to your personal success. I'm amazed how we don't put the restraints on when it comes to eating. And we put the restraints on when it comes to exercising and being physically fit, doing what it takes for our bodies. I'm amazed how we don't put the restraints on when it comes to shopping and buying certain types of clothes and designer purses. But when it's time to put the restraints on so that we can budget and spend money on ourselves to bring the self-improvement so we can have that overabundance coming so you can not only get the purses, but you can also have what you need to take care of everything else too and keep it coming. So that you don't have to worry about how you're going to have money or what you're going to have when you reach a certain age. So I'm amazed at the choices that we make. This year, we're going to learn to make limitless choices. Limitless choices are wise choices. But we're going to learn to put the restraints on against the things that are causing us to limit ourselves. That's the only place where you want to limit things. Anything that causes you to limit you, put a lid on it. That being said, you guys, this has been Pat Counsel. I am the Power Lady, and so are you. Get excited about your life. 2015, it's going to be limitless. It's going to be powerful. We're going to amp things up.